The City Museum has about 85,000 items in its collection. Here's one that's special to Joel Probst.
I'm not going to lie, you know, it might not be appropriate, but the Eagle Brewing Company bottle that's in here with the original Eagle Brewing Company logo, this blue label logo, it's one of my favorite. I think it's pretty neat for something that's truly Juneau, Alaska from that time.
Probst is chairman of the Friends of the Juneau Douglas City Museum. It is truly Juneau. The beer bottle and its ornate label are at least 111 years old. The beer was brewed for the community's thirsty gold miners. Then there's the miniature stamp mill.
That sound here in Juneau, that would have been going on for many, 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 many years constantly.
This wheel-cranked cam creates the cacophony of heavy steel stamps that crush the ore from the mines, a sound that once echoed across Gastineau Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It was one of those things that you were so used to that rhythm. It was the whole rhythm. I mean, it reverberated through everything.
The City Museum costs about $300,000 annually to operate. A report from the city manager's office noted that closing the museum would save more than $250,000 in the first year. The museum received low ranks in a budget survey about 90 people completed to identify possible cuts. City Manager Rory Watt.
There will certainly be pushback on the list of possible reductions, but what we've given the assembly is the choice.
But what's not spelled out in any detail is what would become of the museum's collection. Museum Director Jane Lindsay says many of the objects were donations from the community, with the understanding that they'd be cared for in perpetuity.
It's very touching to see a family who has gone through the loss of a family member, a patriarch, matriarch in Juneau, bring us something that's really precious. We take that very seriously.
It's not the only museum in town. There's also the Alaska State Museum. Might it have interest in the collection? Could it take over if the city zeroed out funding?
The short answer to that is no, we don't. We wouldn't.
That's Scott Carley, the State Museum's curator. He says the State Museum is operating with a skeleton crew, having already lost 30% of its staff.
You know, right now with the financial situation that the state finds themselves in, we just don't have the resources or the capacity to take over a collection of that size.
Cuts will have to happen, or taxes will go up. Joel Probst says even those who love the museum understand that.
Services are going to be affected, whether it's the museum or something else. You know, we're not the only thing that's on the table right now. It's citywide services.
Deep cuts, dig into savings, raise taxes and fees. Those are the stark choices the Juneau Assembly is grappling between now and June. Until then, the city is accepting public comment as it weighs its priorities. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.